Professor Campbell, thanks for coming on with us.
I'm glad to be on.
How did Rick Santorum, who was a clear afterthought for so long in this campaign, how did he end up doing so well?
Well, I think the story of the Iowa caucuses is really that the Republican base is really not willing to accept, at least at this point, Mitt Romney as its candidate. And they are looking around for any alternative. And at this point, after the Romney forces kind of beat back Newt Gingrich, I think they turned to Rick Santorum as an alternative. And I'm not sure that this is a big victory for Santorum so much as it is an indication that we really are now in a very unusual kind of pitched battle between the Republican establishment, who is behind Romney, and the Republican base, who is behind, anybody but Romney, looking for a conservative alternative.
Still, I would think Mitt Romney has to be happy because here he is, an Eastern governor from Massachusetts, who did quite well in this conservative breadbasket of the nation.
Well, he did as well as he did 4 years ago when he lost to Mike Huckabee. He got about 24-25% of the vote. And he, at this point, he had a lot of money behind him. And again, the establishment was behind him. And he basically did what he did 4 years ago. So, I think, and we have to look forward to New Hampshire, where he's expected to win because he was the governor of a neighboring state. And I think now we're really looking toward South Carolina as where things will really begin to sort themselves out.
And that's where Santorum needs to consolidate his conservative support.
Well, Santorum or one of the other conservative alternatives. I think Gingrich and Perry are still viable candidates coming out of Iowa, and there's this kind of folklore that there are three tickets out of Iowa, but John McCain finished fourth and then went on to win the nomination, and we'll see if Gingrich or Perry is able to do the same thing.
And Rick Perry did say on Tuesday night that he will compete in South Carolina. Don't expect him to drop out.
I would expect both Gingrich and Perry will compete very actively in South Carolina, and I know Gingrich is ahead in the polls there at this the last polls that were done there. This is going to be a real testing ground for Romney at that point. So to see whether he can win among Southern conservatives.
Ron Paul was a close third, is showing much better than 4 years ago. He has to be pleased with his results, but is there really a ceiling on his support?
I think so. I mean, I think Ron Paul, I guess there's also a question of whether there's a ceiling on Mitt Romney's support, but certainly there's also that question about Ron Paul. And I think, particularly when it comes to foreign policy, I don't think Ron Paul can do much better than 20% or so of the Republican among Republicans in primaries. He's just too out of sync with Republican views on foreign policy matters, and perhaps too extreme when it comes to domestic policies as well.
You've been following presidential politics for years. Have you ever seen a campaign like this one where four separate candidates enjoyed the limelight only to see their numbers crash and burn?
No, I haven't seen anything like this. And I think what's really interesting about this is that we really, in this case, I think we have a kind of a pitched battle between the party establishment, the Republican Party establishment, and the Republican Party base. And the Republican Party establishment seems to be convinced that Mitt Romney is the most electable, best able to beat Barack Obama, whereas the base is not convinced of that. and also is not convinced that he's Mitt Romney is really a full-fledged conservative. And so this is really very unusual in that respect.
Professor Campbell, thank you.
Glad to be on. Thanks.